Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. Today, we've got a major update from the world of AI and semiconductors. Seems like Nvidia is seeing a light at the end of the tunnel with China sales after a recent policy shift between the US and China.
That does sound promising, Alice, but let me make sure I get the timeline here. So the Trump administration had imposed export restrictions, which led to a $4.5 billion write-down for Nvidia. Now, with the recent detente, they're expecting to resume shipments of the H20 chip soon. Is that right?
Exactly. Jensen Huang, the CEO, mentioned at a press conference in Beijing yesterday that they haven't received the export licenses yet, but he expects them to come through shortly. And he also spoke about the inventory of H20 chips they still have.
Ah, right. So the write-down was because they couldn't ship those chips. But he's saying some of what was written off might still be recoverable, depending on demand. But the supply chain process takes 9 months, so they need to wait for customer orders to decide if they need to restart production of the Hopper generation.
Yes, and Huang mentioned that customers' old orders have been cancelled, so their demands might have changed. That's why the company is cautious about jumping back into production.
I see. So it's a bit of a balancing act. They don't want to produce more H20 if the demand has shifted. But they also need to restart the supply chain once they get the green light. That's a big decision.
Absolutely, and Huang's trip to Beijing wasn't just about resuming shipments. He also met government officials and gave a speech at a supply chain conference where he praised China's manufacturing capabilities and advancements in AI by companies like DeepSeek and Alibaba.
That's interesting. He's clearly trying to build stronger ties with China. But what about the US side? How did they manage to get the export licenses approved again?
Well, the US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick mentioned that the policy change was part of recent trade talks between American and Chinese negotiators in London and Geneva. And it's a significant win for Nvidia, especially after Huang's lobbying efforts in Washington, where he warned that the US could lose its AI leadership to companies like Huawei if it restricted exports.
Oh, right. He was pushing hard to maintain US influence in AI. And now, with the H20 chip approved, they're also launching a new China-specific GPU that's compliant with current export controls. This one's based on the Blackwell RTX Pro 6000 processor, right?
Exactly. The new GPU is well-suited for automated manufacturing, and it's a strategic move to stay competitive in the Chinese market. Analysts are already weighing in on this. Stacey Rascon from Bernstein said this pivot by the White House will allow Nvidia to compete in China and preserve their ecosystem advantages.
And that could lift their profitability through next year. That's a big deal for a company that had such a significant write-down. Jefferies analysts also mentioned that the relaxation of export restrictions would improve sentiment for businesses like Alibaba, Tencent, and Baidu. So this isn't just about Nvidia. It's a broader boost for AI adoption in China.
Right, it's a win-win for both the US and China. The US maintains its influence in AI by allowing Nvidia to compete, while China gets access to advanced chips to accelerate its own AI development. It's a complex situation, but at least this move seems to be a step in the right direction.
Agreed. And it's a reminder of how interconnected the global tech industry is. One policy shift in Washington can have massive implications for companies and markets around the world.
That's a great point, Lewis. Thanks for joining me today on UK Business Morning. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates on the business world. Have a great day.
You too, Alice. Take care.